I am in a room different from the one you are in now. For starters, the room you're in probably doesn't contain a shotgun toed
That's not your fucking cue!
It probably doesn't contain a shotgun-toting corpse. But while this room and the adjoining one may not be much to look at, they're more impressive than you'd think, which ties into the role they played in video game history. I doubt I need to tell you that when it was released in December 93, Doom was, in a word, big. Originally intended to be a horror game, but ending up as a free-time-destroying demonological sci-fi splatterfest, Doom wasn't the first first-person shooter by any means, but there's a reason FPSs were once known as Doom clones. Doom itself became home to the first big game modding community, but whether this was inevitable is a complicated question. Doom was indeed designed by id Software's John Carmack, a derivative works activist, to be easily moddable. That's why so much of the game's data, not just levels, but graphics, sounds, and music, is stored in a single WAD file, short for Where Is All The Data? And why one or more extra WADs can be loaded, each with some replacement data that takes precedence. But while Carmack had an ally in fellow programmer John Romero, himself a modder, he also had opposition from people like Jay Wilbur and Kevin Cloud who doubted the legality of mods, and whether they would increase the game's profits. This led to a bizarre situation where the game was literally designed to be modded, but the company offered little if any help in doing so. Even when the game's source code was released several years later, it was partly just as a boast. This explains why the Doom mod, most widely considered to be the first ever, dubbed a RigWad, was literally created by hand. Before the editors, source ports, and scripting languages that would follow, before the total conversions and altered gameplay, Jeffrey Bird of Australia's James Cook University typed out not just the mod's enemy, item, and exit positions, but also the 3D geometry describing its two rooms and single door. While records of the modding community's early days are spotty, this WAD's release date, simplicity, and origins have resulted in its place in the community's culture. As far as anyone knows, this is where it all began. Dot WAD, Episode 1, a RigWAD, or Easy Mode the Hard Way. Some audio from...
Dude!